702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
Let's have a look now at those SAHRC hearings into the July unrest. We did see a cabinet minister appearing today. We also, I think Stellan Ngobeni, I think it was. Also, Becky Cele, the police minister, is due to appear later today. And don't forget, this comes against the backdrop of the fact that there's this animosity between the police minister and the National Police Commissioner, Kehla Setole. So according to an affidavit that has been filed with these SAHRC hearings, the police minister is laying the blame for the police's failure to anticipate and deal with the July unrest squarely at the door of the National Commissioner Kehla Setole. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN KZN correspondent, having a look at that. Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. What has been happening at the hearings today and what are we expecting to happen later?
Normally, we had Minister Stellan Ngobeni Abrahams, like you rightly put it there, that she was, of course, taken to the witness seat, but she appeared virtually, of course, speaking on how the unrest affected on smaller businesses and, of course, the interventions there, of course, made by her department in this regard. But you would remember, maybe, that at the time of the unrest, she was still with the communications department and only took to this new portfolio recently, maybe. And, of course, we are expecting Police Minister, I think all eyes are set on this particular testimony, because you know that both police commissioners, of course, that was the National Police Commissioner, Kehla Setole, and then Nhlanhla Mkhwana, of course, they were talking about policing during the unrest at the time. And of course, you'd remember the statement written to the commission by the police minister, of course, pointing to the absence of the police commissioner at the time, Setole, saying that he was nowhere to be found, mainly.
I think it's going to be firecracker stuff when Becky Cele gets onto the stand. We know that it always is. And we do expect him to point the finger now at Kehla Setole. Of course, all of this is against the backdrop of the fact that Kehla Setole has had to justify to the president why he should not be suspended.
Well, indeed, you would also remember, Mandy, that the police minister, in his statement to the commission, said there was no intelligence report submitted to him by the police commissioner to say, look, here are the early warning signs on the unrest, and with the lack of resources that we have, I think this is what we could do best to try and prevent, of course, the looting incidents from happening. But the commissioner told the commissioners here at the panel to say he had an early report, but he saw no need to submit it to the minister at the time. Now, maybe one would wonder, why don't you see the need to submit it to the police minister, the only person who can give you the authority to deploy there and there, in a bit, of course, to prevent the looting from happening. But the commissioner says there was no need to submit it to the police minister at the time. So we are expected to hear from the police minister as to what he makes out of that and, of course, what he thinks about the police commissioner.
Nhlanhla, thank you so much for that. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN KZN correspondent, having a look at those SAHRC hearings. The Minister Stellan Ngobeni Abrahams was on this morning, but this afternoon, Becky Cele, can't wait to see what Becky Cele is going to say about this, because he's been under a lot of criticism around the Phoenix issue, around the intelligence, the insurgents, where are they? And he is going to point the finger at Kehla Setole. What exactly is he going to say? He'll be testifying this afternoon.